news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 7:05 on a rainy Tuesday. Rain hangs around during the week, but is gone by the weekend. Details straight ahead with Dr. Bill. 74 now. Let's check traffic. Here's Kane on Mobile Mornings.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, still got the left lane blocked off just off the airport exit ramp in between Airport and Government Street, southbound 65. They've got one of the cars loaded, and they're waiting for another wrecker to show up. That left lane will be blocked off for a while. No other accidents in the roadways, and still a good ride across the Bayway and the Causeway. Bellingrath Gardens is back open. The gardens are open daily, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Wonderful Wednesdays each week at Bellingrath Gardens from June 3rd to June 29th. The full schedule is at bellingrath.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Okay, we're going to keep this quick.
Because at Blaze Pizza,
artisanal quality at crazy fast speed is what we're all about.
Fresh dough made from scratch daily.
Walk the line and choose any toppings you'd like.
It's all one price.
Then it's just 180 seconds in our blazing hot oven
for fast bar perfection.
That's Blaze Pizza. Sound good?
Then come check us out and build your own pizza at Blaze Pizza.
Open now at Legacy Village in Mobile.
All right, 7:07, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. More from our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, coming up at around 7:35. And we'll start off at this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours here on Mobile Mornings with coronavirus by the numbers nationally and back here at home. Dalton Orwig with the latest.
Yeah, and we'll start nationally, Sean, where now we have over 1,706,000 total positive cases of coronavirus in America and nearing the 100,000 mark for deaths. Right now, the number 99,805. But some good news, over 464,000 people have now officially recovered from the virus. There were 19,790 new cases added yesterday. Only 505 deaths reported yesterday. That's the lowest number since March 29th, and that's after only 617 were reported on Sunday, which was also a new low since March 29th. So although we don't obviously want to see any deaths due to COVID-19, the number has dropped substantially, and there's been a steady drop since the number of daily deaths peaked on April 21st. On that day, 2,683 Americans reportedly died from COVID-19. And according to the Atlantic's COVID tracker, which tracks the number of national test results up until 3 p.m. every day, so they go from 3 p.m. to 3 p.m. instead of midnight to midnight, but their latest number for yesterday, 441,000 total tests reported. That's a new high for the entirety of the pandemic. There have been over 14,604,000 total tests nationally since the pandemic began. So it's great to see testing ramping up day in and day out here in America. In Alabama, 14,986 confirmed positive cases in the state now. That's after 510 new cases were added yesterday. There were 330 new cases on Sunday and 411 on Saturday. The seven-day average right now is at a high of 414 cases per day, and the 14-day average is at a high of 344 cases per day. And you look at that and you say, well, maybe the number of cases per day is high because we've been testing so much more. That might be true nationally, but in Alabama, only 4,777 test results came in yesterday, which is pretty in line with what we've seen over the last 3 weeks. There were 510 positive cases yesterday on those 4,777 tests, which puts the percent positive rate at 10.6%. That number has been around 8% for the last 4 weeks, and we've averaged 5,039 tests per day over the last week and 4,500 over the last 2 weeks. Both of those averages for daily testing are lower than their peaks. we need to see more testing, but I don't think it's because of the availability of tests. I think that maybe with the Memorial Day weekend, or maybe people have been turned away previously from getting a test, and now Alabamians just aren't going out and getting tested. They might feel that they don't need to get tested, but the testing has decreased as we see the cases increasing. There have been 566 Alabamians who have died from COVID-19 since the pandemic reached our state. Yesterday, 15 deaths were reported after only 2 on Sunday, 8 on Saturday, and 12 on Friday. We hit our peak of daily deaths on Tuesday, May the 12th. On that day, 37 reportedly died. The 7-day average of daily deaths is at 11 per day, and the 2-week average is 12 per day. Those averages are on their way up. We're starting to see them climb after they dropped to a monthly low last week. Some other numbers from the state: there have now been over 192,000 total tests performed, and 76,500 of those in the last 2 weeks. There have also been 1,641 hospitalizations due to COVID-19 since March 13th. Currently, there are reportedly 454 people hospitalized, 22 new hospitalizations in the state yesterday. You look at the last 4 days, hospitalizations have been lower than they were Tuesday through Thursday of last week, but really, all in all, the numbers have been pretty consistent over the last 3 weeks, anywhere between 15 and 25 new hospitalizations per day. Looking at the local county numbers, 2,033 positive cases now for Mobile County, where 111 people have passed away. There have been over 19,400 tests performed in Mobile County, which, if it were one person per test, that would be 4.7% of Mobile County's population, which is, it's great to see that number rise, but we've noted before that many people have had more than one test.
I would say, we talked about this with people that are nurses, people working in the hospital. For somebody who checks in, they're going to get at least two.
Right.
At least two tests, and maybe three.
Yeah. And if,
so assuming that one test equals one person is inaccurate.
Right. And I imagine that a lot of people that test and test positive, even if they aren't sick enough to be in the hospital, you know, they might just wait it out the 14 days and say, okay, I must be done with it. But I imagine for peace of mind, a lot of those people go back and get a second test also. And so in Mobile County, 111 deaths now, 2,033 positive cases. In Baldwin County, 274 positive cases and 9 total deaths due to COVID-19. There have been over 7,000 tests administered in Baldwin County. One test per person, that would be 3.2% of the population. Looking at Washington County, 65 cases with 5 deaths. In Clark County, 109 cases with 2 deaths. In Monroe County, 33 positive cases with 2 deaths. In Escambia, 43 cases with 3 deaths. Choctaw County has 144 positive cases now with 4 deaths. In Kadeka County, 28 cases and 1 death. And in Wilcox County, 118 cases with 7 deaths. The new hotspot, we've seen the Montgomery mayor on national TV a lot over the last week. Montgomery, compared to Mobile and Jefferson County, still has lower total number of cases and lower total number of deaths, but we've noted that the population for Montgomery County, just around half of Mobile County's population, they've seen their numbers rise pretty steadily. There have been now 33 deaths in Montgomery County compared to 91 in Jefferson and 111 in Mobile County, and 1,274 positive cases in Montgomery County compared to 1,630 in Jefferson and 2,033 in Mobile County. So that's a look around Alabama.
Yeah, we'll talk more in just a minute about Montgomery County and the mayor of the city of Montgomery, Stephen Reed, what he had to say over the weekend on CNN. But going back to this, I keep looking at the Mobile-Baldwin County numbers. Mm-hmm. And if we're looking at takeaways here, is there anything to learn for the fact that Mobile County, like you said, 2,033, Baldwin County, 274. All right, so Mobile County is about twice the population, give or take, for rough numbers, twice the population of Baldwin County. So, but has way more than twice the number of cases, twice the number of more than, I mean, Baldwin County deaths are 9, Mobile County deaths are 111.
Yeah, and Baldwin County's total number of positive cases is not much higher than 10% of Mobile County's number.
That's right.
A huge discrepancy.
And keeping it per capita, Baldwin County, about half the population of Mobile County. Mm-hmm. So if you want to double those numbers still, it's not anywhere near Mobile County.
Yeah, and the only thing I can think, maybe nursing homes, but more than that, the people seem to be more spread out in living areas in Baldwin County than parts of Mobile County where there you have a lot more people kind of...
But let me argue the South Baldwin. Tell me they're more spread out in in condos and homes down there.
Great point. And I was wondering, with the beaches opening up over the last 2 weeks, we were kind of talking about this in the back of the studio last week, will we see the numbers in Baldwin County rise? We might not, because so many people might be coming from other areas, and then if they happen to catch it down here, they wouldn't actually more than likely get tested until they made it back to their hometowns. But you also have a lot of people working in Baldwin County, a lot of people that are, you know, working in the restaurants or working in the stores there. We would see, I imagine, if there were more coronavirus cases coming down with people coming to the beach, you would see more employees of the stores that are working in these places come down with coronavirus. But we haven't seen a spike in cases yet, and it's been 3 weeks now that the beaches have been open.
That's good news for Baldwin County, but leaves us scratching our head there. Also, as around the country, Memorial Day weekend had people getting out, not social distancing. I mean, a throng of people on Dauphin Island saw a few masks, but not a bunch. Americans are going to beaches and bars and restaurants, and that's kind of what set off Stephen Reed talking about it this weekend. He is the mayor of Montgomery, where, like Dalton said, they have got a real issue there on number of ICU beds, number of people with new cases of coronavirus.
We've seen marginal improvement. We have probably 7% of ICU beds. The hospitals believe that this is manageable, but it's not sustainable. And that's what they're sharing with me, is that they are concerned about PPEs. They are concerned about their beds. They are concerned about ICUs, and as well as just the overall resources that are dwindling.
Yeah, his part of his interview was like he's worried about people going down the beaches and then coming and bringing it back to Montgomery. I want to say, wait a second, beaches are worried about it coming from Montgomery down there. 717, we'll check news headlines with WKRG and sports coming up next.
This information update brought to you by 2U Tires, your local mobile tire shop bringing tires to you. Flat repair, mounting, and precision balancing for personal, fleet, even specialty cars. Call 2U Tires, 415-5500. The number 2, letter U, Tires.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people were rushed to the hospital after an overnight shooting at the Summer Tree Apartments on Azalea Road. Officers say a third person was also hurt when a bullet flew through her apartment. Shooting happened around 10:40 last night. One neighbor said he heard 20 gunshots. Crews continue to search for two men last seen struggling to swim in Perdido Pass. The men have been identified as 28-year-old Ryan Guy and 22-year-old Darius Robinson. Both are from New Orleans. They disappeared in the water Sunday evening. Their loved ones are now praying for a miracle as the search resumes this morning. The city of Mobile will honor three heroes who jumped into action when an apartment building caught fire last week. Quinn Parrish and two others rushed to rescue more than 20 people from a burning building at the Summer Place Apartments last Wednesday. Mayor Sandy Stimson says the heroes will be honored before the city council meeting today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is Jim Foley, managing partner at Fairhope Brewing Company. We at Fairhope Brewing would like to extend a heartfelt thank you to everyone in Lower Alabama who has shown their support for us over the past few weeks. It is only because of this support, be it buying a t-shirt from our online store, buying our products at your local grocery store, or by buying directly from us in Fairhope, that we have made our way through these unprecedented times. Thank you again for your continued support. And thank you for your patience as we slowly reopen our taproom.
Find out more online, fairhopebrewing.com.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223. Your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
Good morning, 719 on FM Talk 106.5. Right now it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. We had some live sports on TV over Memorial Day weekend. On Sunday, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady by one hole after a rainy round at Medalist Golf Club in Hobie Sound, Florida.
Tiger with the putter in hand on his home course for the win.
What a putt.
All right, well, that ought to do it. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, the winners of Capital One's The Match.
The charity match raised over $20 million for COVID-19 charities. Here's Peyton after the round.
Knowing that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times. It was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish.
The format called for the foursome to play best ball on the front nine. Peyton and Tiger started off hot, while Brady had trouble finding the fairway. Manning and Woods would go up by three holes on the front nine, but Brady hit the shot of the day when he holed out for birdie on the seventh hole, just after Charles Barkley told him that he could beat Brady in a round.
Oh, go in!
Oh, my goodness!
Wow!
Take a second.
Wow! Maybe it was the excitement, but at some point, Brady also split his shorts in the back on the front nine. He had to change into some Under Armour rain pants. And that change must have helped because he and Mickelson had a better back nine than they did a front nine. They won two holes but were unable to get the match win. Next up, the PGA Tour is set to return on June 11th with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. The tour has said that it will not allow fans for at least 1 month. The NASCAR Cup Series ran its third race in the past week on Sunday in a six-hour broadcast of the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski beat Jimmy Johnson in overtime by less than a second. It was Keselowski's first win of 2020. The race seemed all but over with two laps to go. That's when Chase Elliott held a three-second lead on Keselowski, but then Elliott's teammate William Byron spun out to send the race into a caution and then overtime. Elliott had to pit for new tires and fell back in the pack. Johnson, who had finished second, was later penalized for his car's rear alignment. He dropped to 40th place, and with the race going those extra five laps, it ended up going for 607.5 miles, the longest race by distance in NASCAR history. After Johnson's penalty, Elliott finished second for the second race in a row. He was followed by Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick. Last night, NASCAR kept it rolling in Charlotte with an Xfinity Series race. Kyle Busch scored his 97th career Xfinity Series win, passing Austin Cindric for the win on turn three of the last lap of overtime. Tonight, a Truck Series race is scheduled, followed by another Cup Series race tomorrow night at 7. Then the Cup Series heads to Bristol, Tennessee for another race on Sunday. And a couple legendary basketball coaches passed away over the weekend. Eddie Sutton died on Saturday in Tulsa, Oklahoma at the age of 84. Sutton is a four-time National Coach of the Year, eight-time Conference Coach of the Year, and the first NCAA coach in history to lead four different schools to the NCAA tournament. He played college ball at Oklahoma State before coaching at Creighton, Arkansas, Kentucky, and then at his alma mater, Oklahoma State. He took Arkansas to the Final Four once and Oklahoma State twice. On Friday, Hall of Fame Utah Jazz coach Jerry Sloan passed away at the age of 78. Sloan was inducted into the Hall of Fame in 2009 after coaching the Jazz for 23 seasons. Jazz had 15 consecutive playoff appearances during Sloan's tenure. They won the Western Conference title twice. He and San Antonio Spurs coach Greg Popovich, the only coaches in NBA history to win at least 1,000 games with one team. 724 on FM Talk 106.5. That's sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right. Thank you, Dalton. 724 and time for your tax tips brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com.
This is a Bloomberg tax tip. The 2017 tax law greatly increased the exemption for the estate tax, meaning wealthy people can pass on more than $11 million to their heirs tax-free. The higher limit expires in 2026, but the IRS has said that people who give away more than $11 million while they're alive can do so tax-free, even if they die after the more generous limit decreases. That can amount to a great deal of estate tax savings for the heirs of wealthy people, if you're lucky enough to be one. I'm Laura Davison, Bloomberg Radio.
Time, effort, money.
Don't stress out over your taxes. Make sure you're receiving the deductions and credits for which you're eligible with the qualified accountants at Byers, Byers, and Associates. Drop your tax documents at our office or submit online, and we handle the rest. A big firm service without the big firm price. Even the most complex business and individual returns. When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers, and Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
When you're injured, the insurance company often tries to pay you less than you deserve. They call it business. We call it bullying. I'm Matt Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Every day, we get our clients more than what the insurance companies initially offered and more than they were hoping to pay. Sometimes even 100 times more. How do we do it? It's simple. It starts with believing and it ends with betting. Believing in you and betting on ourselves. We use our size, our financial resources, and our reputation to take on the biggest bullies and get you the biggest results. We have recovered billions of dollars for our clients. You know what the insurance companies are hoping for? That you hire the wrong law firm that won't make those bets. That's why when you need a lawyer, the choice you make makes all the difference. Results matter. Reputation matters. Choices matter. So after an injury, who will you choose? There's only one Morgan & Morgan for the people.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
During these challenging times, our state has deemed auto body repair an essential service. Professional Collision, 7 locations along the Gulf Coast are currently open and ready to serve you. They're here to make the repair process as safe and as easy as possible by offering vehicle pickup and delivery, as well as curbside drop-off, check-in, and estimating services. Don't let auto body repair needs add to your stress. Find them online at professional-collision.com and schedule your appointment today.
Good morning from the Alliance Roofing Traffic Center. Southbound 65 right off the airport exit ramp. They just cleared that accident. All three lanes are back open, but state troopers are working a single car crash without injuries at Austin Road just off Sassamon Court and Daphne. We do have wet roadways with showers that have moved through. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Bonita Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. For your health and wellness, they offer all things hemp. Their customers receive pain relief and more. See them on Facebook, Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 727 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up on Mobile Mornings, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, talk about this week and the weekend ahead. Plus, a little something in the Eastern Gulf to note. We'll talk about that and just about 7 minutes away. Also, Larry Kirby on the way from LCM. And then I had a story prepped here, but Dalton's story wins. Yeah, we talked about Lake of the Ozarks and all the blowback they're getting about having non-socially distanced parties there on the lake. And you've got a ban on the lake quote here.
Yeah, so parties at the Lake of the Ozarks has drawn the ire of many Americans after this Memorial Day weekend. And BuzzFeed News talked to one of the partiers, Tyler Crancer. He was at a Saturday pool party called Zero Ducks Given. He said, "Now that I think about it, probably not a great idea. But there's no law when you're drinking the Claw." Referring to, of course, White Claw.
White Claw making its way into news actualities now. I'll tell you right now, I stayed there at the convenience store on Dolphin Island trying to acquire some provisions myself. And my gosh, with the young ladies with White Claw, it dominated the 80% of the line there. All right, news is next, and Dr. Bill's on the way. Y'all stay right there.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people were rushed to the hospital after an overnight shooting at the Summer Tree Apartments on Azalea Road. Officers say a third person was also hurt when a bullet flew through her apartment. Shooting happened around 10:40 last night. One neighbor said he heard 20 gunshots. Crews continue to search for two men last seen struggling to swim in Perdido Pass. The men have been identified as 28-year-old Ryan Guy and 22-year-old Darius Robinson. Both are from New Orleans. They disappeared in the water Sunday evening. Their loved ones are now praying for a miracle as the search resumes this morning. The city of Mobile will honor three heroes who jumped into action when an apartment building caught fire last week. Quinn Parrish and two others rushed to rescue more than 20 people from a burning building at the Summer Place Apartments last Wednesday. Mayor Sandy Simpson says the heroes will be honored before the city council meeting today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
It's time to keep America rolling, and that's just what they're doing at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. To celebrate, they encourage you to shop local and support small business. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes is offering free ground floor delivery up to 50 miles on Liberty Safe purchases over $1,500, or free curbside up to 25 miles on Centurion models. Come in and shop the largest selection of Liberty Safes on the Gulf Coast at Exit 5B, I-65 in Moffitt in Mobile, and the new location in D'Iberville on Sangani Boulevard right by Walmart. That's Mike Ward's Liberty Safes.
Special report coronavirus update. The CDC is reinstating its original guidance that coronavirus can be transmitted easily from surfaces. The CDC had revised the guidance to say human-to-human transmission was the biggest concern, downplaying the surface risk. Memorial Day saw more Americans getting out.
Montgomery, Alabama Mayor Stephen Reed concerned over crowded beaches in his state.
It gives me pause to think about what we may see the next week or two when people get back to their communities from vacationing down the Gulf Coast.
While some heeded warnings, it seems others did not. No social distancing, no masks. In Alabama, some crowds celebrated closely at beaches. In Missouri, a packed pool party, as officials now urging self-quarantine for 14 days.
Correspondent Mandy Gaither, The Washington Post, says more than 7,000 Tyson food workers now have the virus. I'm Mike Moss.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Futures are sharply higher this morning as lockdowns ease and investors bet that one of at least 10 coronavirus vaccines under development will eventually come to market. Today, Novavax said it started the first human study of its experimental vaccine. Drug makers including Pfizer and Moderna are also racing to develop a vaccine. Germany's highest civil court has ruled that Volkswagen must pay compensation to a motorist who had bought one of its diesel minivans fitted with emissions cheating software. The ruling sets a benchmark for about 60,000 other cases in Germany. The plaintiff will be partially reimbursed for his vehicle with depreciation taken into account. VW says it will now offer affected motorists a one-time payment, and the amount will depend on individual cases. The company's already settled a separate class action suit involving 235,000 German car owners. Crude oil, sharply higher, up 78 cents at $34.03 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Every home has a to-do list. That leaky drain, bare spots on the lawn, repainting the trim. To finally get that to-do list done, call in a pro. Over the past 20 years, HomeAdvisor has connected over 100 million homeowners with trusted local pros. And during these times, we're making it easier than ever for great pros to join the HomeAdvisor network. For a limited time, home service businesses can get $200 in free advertising. Visit homeadvisor.com/start for details. That's homeadvisor.com/start.
Your employees and customers have new expectations when it comes to cleanliness. Cintas has the products and services you need to feel prepared. A trained Cintas technician can apply disinfectant and sanitizer spray to common surfaces. And we'll keep you well stocked with gloves, face masks, hand sanitizer, and disinfectant wipes, professional cleaning supplies, and PPE. Just a few ways Cintas can help you keep your business safe. Visit Cintas.com and get ready for the workday.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic, no-fault, lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 7:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
All right, some showers overnight. Some showers were hanging around on the radar this morning. Is this a sign of the week to come?
Yes, indeed. We've got a situation now. Air is very, very moist coming in off the Gulf. We have an upper air disturbance over Louisiana and Arkansas and Texas, and a stalled front across Louisiana. And then to complete the picture, a low-pressure area over the eastern Gulf, which is headed toward the Florida Peninsula. All of this means that we have some showers and thunderstorms for today. Already a few showers have been occurred around Mobile Bay. But we'll see showers and thunderstorms develop, especially this afternoon. And if you're headed west today on I-10, you'll run into a lot of rain over in Louisiana and eventually on over into Texas. But today, mostly cloudy. Good chance for showers and a few thunderstorms. The high today should be in the low 80s. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms are likely in the evening and then tapering off, a low tonight around 70. And then everything fires up again tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow and Thursday, we'll see numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon. High temperature tomorrow will be in the mid-80s, and then on Thursday, upper 80s. Now, after that, that disturbance out over Louisiana and the upper atmosphere will begin to weaken. And on Friday, we'll have mostly sunny skies with some scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms, high in the upper 80s. And things improve over the weekend as some drier air moves in. We'll see just a few widely scattered afternoon thunderstorms on Saturday. It'll be in the upper 80s. And then Sunday looks like a sunny day, high in the upper 80s. So the weekend's looking real good at this time.
That's good. And we get the rain during the week, which we could use for sure, because we're still in a deficit, right?
Exactly.
So we'll get that rain during the week. And then you mentioned last hour that thing in the eastern Gulf that is a rainmaker. Is that qualify as tropical, or is it just a front? What is that?
Yeah, it's basically a low-pressure area. It is not tropical at this time. It's moving across the will move across the Florida Peninsula today and then go out into the Atlantic right along the east coast of Florida. The winds in the upper atmosphere above that are really too strong for it to develop into a tropical system, but it will continue on up along the Atlantic seaboard and will be mainly a rain producer. But right at this time, we don't expect it to develop into a tropical storm. Elsewhere in the tropics, it's quiet at this time.
All right, good thing, Dr. Bill. We'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our tropical weather expert and staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, 75 now at our studios. This is the clip. I'll play it quickly here. This still has me scratching my head. This is Stephen Reed, mayor of Montgomery.
It gives me pause to think about what we may see in the next week or two when people get back to their communities from vacationing down the Gulf Coast.
Okay. Let's check this. Number of coronavirus cases for Baldwin County, and I know it also includes Mobile County, but when he's talking about Alabama, he's probably, somebody coming from Montgomery, they're probably thinking Baldwin County.
Mm-hmm.
There are 274 cases in Baldwin County, okay? There are 1,274 in Montgomery County.
Right.
Who should be worried? It should be more worry by the mayors in Orange Beach and Gulf Shores than, see, I think the flow would be from the higher percentage to the lower percentage, right?
Exactly. I would be worried,
just checking,
of people coming from Montgomery, right, or Jefferson County.
Did I miss something? Maybe I missed something in the mayor's comments there, but to me, it seems like it's like he's worried about those people coming. Well, they're probably worried about people coming from Montgomery County.
Yeah, seriously.
Looking. All right. We'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. Plus, the Twitter battle and from President Trump. Also, he was on with Cheryl Atkinson and talked about Jeff Sessions. And we'll play you that clip here in just a second. Plus, Jeff Sessions will join us at 8:35. He has opened a debate challenge line to Tommy Tuberville again. Multiple debates now. He's challenging Tuberville, too. We'll talk about that and traffic on the way next.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we catch up again with Brent Barkin, President, CEO of Shoe Station, based here in Mobile. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors.
This is Daniel Dennis, president of Roberts Brothers Real Estate. In spite of COVID-19, right now is the best home buying market we've seen in a long time. Interest rates are at unprecedented lows, and the number of homes available is finally increasing. Our agents are giving personalized virtual showings, and you don't even have to get out of your car. With every challenge, there's an opportunity in disguise. If you're considering buying or selling, go to robertsbrothers.com, and let's get started.
Brent Barkin made a prediction in late February that the COVID virus might interrupt supply chains, and we may be waiting a little longer for 2020 spring fashions to arrive. Wow! The vast majority of us had no idea what the virus would bring, and the arrival of spring fashions are the least of our worries. Brent tells us how Shoe Station reacted when the virus set in, how they're deciding which stores to open and when, and how he's elated that sales are only down 35%. Listen to What's Working with Cam Marston, presented by Regions, Wednesday, 6 p.m., here on FM Talk 106.5, or the podcast available now at whatsworkingcam.com.
So great to finally be able to leave for vacation.
Come on, you didn't go into the office for weeks, so it was kind of like being on vacation.
Not even close, but I did have time to make some decisions.
Oh, me too.
You decided to just let your hair go gray now? I'm just saying it's pretty much all gray now anyway, so why keep coloring it? What?
You know, so many of us have suffered a reduction in cash flow recently, and, well, we've just got to reduce expenses to help make up for it. A smart first step is to call Jack Green eNational Insurance today to see about getting a better rate on your homeowner's insurance, your wind coverage, and we all know how businesses have suffered. Jack Green has been helping large and small business owners save money on their commercial insurance for over 30 years. Find out how he can help your business stay in business. Call Jack Green today. 767-6550. 767-6550.
From the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department now got an accident at Range Line and Todd Acres Road. State troopers still on the scene of a single car crash at Austin Road, just off of Sassmann Court in Daphne. As we look good across the Bayway and the Causeway with no major delays. Again, wet roadways with showers that have moved through the area. But from Tillman's Corner and Theodore, you're clear. Cart Doctor at 5683 U.S. Highway 90 West in Theodore is open to help get your carts running during this stay-at-home time. They're a nappy finalist, and the voting starts June 3rd. Get your new or used cart or rent one, too. At cartdoctor.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 7:42 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Probably most people over the weekend weren't following the Twitter back and forth from politicos. Maybe you did, and if you did, you probably saw the recent flare-up between President Trump and Jeff Sessions. Again, it's like every week or so, and they went back and forth about endorsement and non-endorsement, and President Trump not pulling any punches again, and I would say I'd say Jeff Sessions punching back to some degree as well. President Trump was on Sunday on Cheryl Atkinson's show. It was on the Sinclair Network, and here's a little clip from what he had to say.
But I'm so disappointed that Dan Coats didn't do his job. Jeff Sessions was a disaster as attorney general. Should have never been attorney general. He's not qualified. He's not mentally qualified to be attorney general. He was the biggest problem. I mean, look, Jeff Sessions put people in place that were a disaster. They took over. They've always had the Department of Justice, but they kept it under Jeff Sessions. And the whole thing, the Russian thing, is a total hoax. Think of it. They spent $40-45 million investigating him. It took 2.5 years. They found nothing. No collusion.
You know, and Jeff Sessions punched back on Twitter and said, I'll never apologize for following the law or serving faithfully and with honor. Neither of us knew about the phony investigation into our campaign until I was sworn in. As you will recall, I recommended firing Comey from the very beginning. I'll talk more about that with Jeff Sessions when he joins us around 8:35 this morning on Mobile Mornings. All the way, sports with Dalton, and we'll check in with Larry Kirby at LCM.
Okay, we're going to keep this quick.
Because at Blaze Pizza,
artisanal quality at crazy fast speed is what we're all about.
Fresh dough made from scratch daily.
Walk the line and choose any toppings you'd like.
It's all one price.
Then it's just 180 seconds in our blazing hot oven
for fast fire perfection.
That's Blaze Pizza. Sound good?
Then come check us out and build your own pizza at Blaze Pizza.
Open now at Legacy Village in Mobile.
Talking with my buddy Austin Key from Arrow Exterminators. And Austin, you told me over time, this time of year is swarming season here in South Alabama.
It is. It's upon us. And, you know, just because they're swarming, termites work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Typically during swarm season, you'll see them because they're flying around at nighttime. You'll see them inside the house. For one, I would say turn the lights off on the porch, close your blinds if you're not expecting company, and limit that light source. Swarmer is not the one that does the damage to the wood. It's the reproductive of the colony, and just means that they're in the vicinity of the home. Not necessarily that you have a particular problem. It just depends on how many you're seeing and where you're seeing them. I mean, if you call and you say, hey, they're 2 inches deep in my bathtub, or I've got them piled up in a particular room, or I see them coming out of a wall, then you definitely have a problem. But if you're just seeing a few here or there, it's that time of the season, and they're going to find their way in. The best thing to do is, you know, we can send a home evaluator out to check out the situation. And then what we'll do is come in and install the Centricon baiting system on the home. You can reach us at 888-GO-ARROW or arrowexterminators.com.
745 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And we're always talking inventory and a bunch coming in, what, over the next couple of days?
Absolutely. We got 20 vehicles coming in between today and tomorrow. It's a mix of everything. We got trucks, we got cars, we got SUVs. A lot of them are cash cars. All of them are local trade-ins. And a big percentage of them are one owners.
I love that. And remind folks, too, that they can come check out the vehicle, find the one they love, and then take it to their own mechanic if they'd like.
Absolutely. They can take it to the mechanic, get it checked out, make sure it passes inspection for them, and then we'll go from there. And like I said, we said cash cars, but we can also get those cash cars financed.
Okay. How's financing looking?
Finance is great. Credit unions are real aggressive. Like I say, we got local lenders, we got lenders throughout the Southeast, banks, finance companies, we got it all.
All right. Tell us how to come see that new inventory and all the vehicles are already on the lot.
Highway 90 at Plantation Road, online at lcmmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thank you.
Larry Kirby checking in from LCM. 746, news headlines from WKRG next.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. Two people were rushed to the hospital after an overnight shooting at the Summer Tree Apartments on Azalea Road. Officers say a third person was also hurt when a bullet flew through her apartment. Shooting happened around 10:40 last night. One neighbor said he heard 20 gunshots. Crews continue to search for two men last seen struggling to swim in Perdido Pass. The men have been identified as 28-year-old Ryan Guy and 22-year-old Darius Robinson. Both are from New Orleans. They disappeared in the water Sunday evening. Their loved ones are now praying for a miracle as the search resumes this morning. The city of Mobile will honor three heroes who jumped into action when an apartment building caught fire last week. Quinn Parrish and two others rushed to rescue more than 20 people from a burning building at the Summer Place Apartments last Wednesday. Mayor Sandy Simpson says the heroes will be honored before the city council meeting today. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hello, this is Alicia, service coordinator for Forklift Hunter. We specialize in sales, maintenance, and repair for all brands of forklifts, aerial equipment, and other lifts. We are here to save you money. Our labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers. Our local technicians come to your site, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Again, this is Alicia, and if we are not already helping you save, I look forward to talking to you. Call 251-479-2270 or visit forklifthunter.com.
Good morning, 7:48 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. There were some live sports on TV over Memorial Day weekend. On Sunday, Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning defeated Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady by one hole after a rainy round at Medalist Golf Club in Hobie Sound, Florida.
Tiger with the putter in hand on his home course for the win.
What a putt.
All right, well, that ought to do it. Tiger Woods, Peyton Manning, the winners of Capital One's The Match.
The charity match raised over $20 million for COVID-19 charities. Here's Peyton after the round.
Knowing that $20 million was raised and helping people that are really going through tough times, it was an honor for Tom and I both to be invited by Phil and Tiger to play in this match, and really something I'll always remember and cherish.
The format called for the foursome to play best ball on the front nine holes. Peyton and Tiger started off hot, while Brady had trouble finding the fairway. Manning and Woods would go up by three holes on the front nine, but it was Brady who hit the shot of the day when he holed out for birdie on the seventh hole, just after Charles Barkley, who was on the broadcast, told him that he could beat Brady in a round. That's Barkley laughing uncontrollably. Brady also split his shorts in the back at some point on the front nine. He had to change into some Under Armour rain pants. The change must have helped, because on the back nine, he and Mickelson had a much better play. They won two holes but were unable to get the match win. Next up, the PGA Tour is set to return on June 11th with the Charles Schwab Challenge at Colonial in Fort Worth, Texas. The tour has said that it will not allow fans for at least 1 month. The NASCAR Cup Series ran its third race in the last week on Sunday in a six-hour broadcast of the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway. Brad Keselowski beat Jimmy Johnson in overtime by less than a second. It was Keselowski's first win of 2020. The race seemed all but over with two laps to go. Chase Elliott held a three-second lead on Keselowski. Then Elliott's teammate William Byron spun out to send the race into a caution and then overtime. Elliott had to pit for new tires and fell back. Johnson, who had finished second, was later penalized for his car's rear alignment and dropped to 40th place. With the race going the extra five laps, the race ended up going 607.5 miles. That's the longest race by distance in NASCAR history. After Johnson's penalty, Elliott finished second for the second race in a row. He was followed by Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick. Last night, NASCAR kept it rolling in Charlotte with an Xfinity Series race. Kyle Busch scored his 97th career Xfinity Series win, passing Austin Cindric for the win on turn three of the last lap of overtime. Tonight, a Truck Series race is scheduled, followed by another Cup Series race tomorrow night in Charlotte at 7. Then the series heads to Bristol, Tennessee for another Cup Series race on Sunday. 7:52 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Confidence. Peace of mind. A way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for showers and thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 80s. Tonight, a few evening showers and thunderstorms, lows around 70. And then tomorrow, showers and thunderstorms are likely with highs in the mid-80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, talking with my friend Angelo at Mobile Bay Coins. Angelo, how are things going?
Well, Sean, we're open for business both at the 2204 Government Street location and online at mobilebaycoins.com. Our philosophy of building friendships and earning trust has always been our top priority, and we continue to make it so. We're dedicated to giving you the best price here locally, whether you're buying or selling your gold or silver.
So folks can still come by?
Sure they can come by. We're following the appropriate guidelines for everyone's safety, and we're keeping our original hours of 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Saturdays 9 until about 2. You could also make an appointment online or by calling 725-1590. We're also reminding folks, shop locally online at mobilebaycoins.com. We've got thousands of items in our eBay store, and there are special occasions that are happening every single day.
Yes, they are, and it's so important to support hometown businesses right now. Let's ensure our local economy is booming again by supporting each other.
Mobile Bay Coins, much more than a coin store. At 2204 Government Street, find them on Facebook and at mobilebaycoins.com.
Robertsdale Power Equipment has been serving the folks of South Alabama for over 40 years. We're not just a locally owned small business, we're your neighbor. Now more than ever, your trust is what's most important to us. We're open for business to serve your needs, whether it's new equipment or parts and service, both residential and commercial. Monday through Friday, 8 till 5, Saturdays until noon, Robertsdale Power Equipment is here to keep you up and running through these difficult times. Visit robertsdalepower.com or call 947-5372.
From the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. They're still on the scene at Range Line at Todd Acres Drive, also 98 at County Road 91 in Lillian. And it doesn't look like a wreck, but we've got three vehicles on the right median on I-10 East. Found at the 34-mile marker on the Bayway. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Throne Rolls, Highway 59 in Foley, now has their dining rooms open for dining, for lunch and dinner, all the family-style cooking you know and love, and all the pass rounds and all the Throne Rolls you can catch. 20 minutes south of I-10 in Foley, it's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thanks, Kane. 7:55, FM Talk 106.5. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, glad to have you along. And coming up next hour, Quinn Hillier joins us. Plus at 8:35, Jeff Sessions, who was back and forth with President Trump on Twitter this weekend. What kind of difference is it going to make going forward? How people vote in Alabama? It's going to be something we'll talk about with him. Plus, he is now challenged. He's done it before, but now I guess it's official challenge to a series of debates around the state. Got a note from his campaign today. Jeff Sessions issues debate challenge to Tommy Tuberville, and he's set this up with, it would be in the Wiregrass, it would be here, it'd be in North Alabama. Let me see. I think it's five total debates. Yeah, five debates. So Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Dothan, the Wiregrass, and Mobile. So we'll see if there's any response when the response comes in from the Tuberville campaign.
Yeah, and we've seen it race after race, not just here in Alabama, but all across the United States. When someone has a big lead in polling, especially if it's someone maybe relatively new to politics, like Tommy Tuberville is compared to Jeff Sessions, I don't think I would put money on there not being a debate.
I would double that. Whatever you put down, I would say, and I'll double that. But we'll talk about that and also get your questions answered. You can text in during the first half of next hour, and I can ask some of those of Jeff Sessions when he joins us at 8:35. All right? That phone number, text line 343-0106, 343-0106. Also, I have, looks like, yeah, got confirmation. Good. For noon today, for the start of Midday Mobile, instead of just staying with coronavirus and politics, what if we talk about another diver, because we had the interview last year with a diver that put up a video where they were on a dive out of Orange Beach, and guess what? That shark that came by was, a white shark, a great white shark. Well, that happened again over this weekend, and there's video out of a great white shark coming in on a dive. So they were shooting some amberjack and some snapper, and here comes the great white shark. So one of those divers, Forrest Phillips, is going to join us at noon today. First-hand account of swimming with the big sharks.
That'll be interesting.
All right, that's coming up at noon today on Midday Mobile. Plus at 1 o'clock, Cam Marston, What's Working Special Edition. Full Tuesday, as always, here on FM Talk 106.5. And we're coming right back. News is next.